Bava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hay. Ochel pol kishas afilu bediner. A worker can eat cucumber in the field, or any other type of fruit or vegetable he's working in the field, afilu bediner, even if what he's eating is worth a lot, it's worth a dinar. V'chaseves afilu bediner, and also if he's working in the field and it's a date, even the amount worth of a dinar, and even if that amount, the dinar, is more than he was hired for. So he's actually eating himself out of more than what he was hired for. Nevertheless, the Tanakhama holds its mutter. Rabbi Lazar Chisma Omer lo yochel poel yosar al scharo. Rabbi Lazar Chisma holds that a worker should never eat more than what his wage is, and that's learned out from the pasuk kinafshecha, that he should be satisfied kinafshecha. Kinafshecha is a job that puts a life on the line, like the Rab brings the drasha. So that sometimes people have a job that puts their life on the line, like if they're working on a ladder and things like that. But the limud is that your satisfaction should be just like your job, but no more. The chum matirim. However, the chum hold that it's mutter, that a person is allowed to eat. But we teach people not to be an ra'avton, literally like a overly hungry person, but don't be such a big eater because you're going to close down all of your opportunities in front of you because nobody's going to want to hire you anymore. However, the Chacham say, they disagree with this, and they hold that we don't teach anybody to not eat so much, meaning you can let the guy eat a lot. And some learn that according to the Tanakham, it's actually usur to tell a person not to eat a lot. Because the Torah says, kinafshecha savecha, whatever satisfies you. The Rav says, though, that the halacha is like the Chachamim.